101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another community spotlight. My pal Ephraim Schwartz, partner at Odette Mortgage Group, here for another installment of Mortgage Market Educational Series. How's it going, Ephraim?
It's going great, Veronica. How are you? Always nice to see you.
Good. So let's get right into it. What's going on in the world that may be affecting the mortgage market this month?
So changes to the Fed, inflation data, and a heavy week of technicals for bond prices, which are what mortgage rates are based on. So let's begin on the technicals here. And I don't want to go too deep in the weeds, but this is worth mentioning. There's a 200-day moving average and a 50-day moving average that the markets look at. And when rates are improving, bond prices are above the 200-day moving average. Everything good happens, they say, above the 200-day moving average. When the 50-day moving average and the 200-day moving average intersect, it's a technical event called a crossover. When the 50-day moves above the 200, it's called a golden cross.
Ooh.
When it dips below the 200, it's called a death cross.
No.
Now, the name's obviously a little dramatic and no one actually dies, but I don't think I need to explain which one is good for rates and which one's bad for rates. But this is a very important technical event in the bond market, and it's highly likely that bonds have a breakout in one direction or the other. And reminder, 30-year fixes had dipped below 6% into the high fives about 2 months ago. And then over the last, 8 weeks or so, they've been pretty flat in the 6.25 to 6.375 range. And that's at 0 points. Reminder, rate sheets always have options to spend points to buy the rate lower. But when we're talking about where the market is, that's always rates at 0 points. If this death cross holds, mortgage rates are going to be higher in the weeks ahead. What we're hoping is we get a whipsaw, which is where some significant news comes in and flips the trend. So that kind of begs the question as well, is there any potential significant news? And I would say, yeah, absolutely. Maybe never more so, right? So we've got this Fed meeting currently underway, and it's not just any Fed meeting. It's the last Fed meeting of Jerome Powell's tenure as Fed chair. And then we've got a big change at the Fed coming end of May. Then we also have PCE inflation report, which is the Fed's favorite measure of inflation. And then we're going to see how oil prices show up in this report and what happens with those in the next few weeks.
Okay, so a few questions. Yeah. Who's the next Fed chair? Are they getting confirmed? And what do we know about them? And the other one is, how do you think this PCE inflation report comes in, and anything new on oil prices, please?
Yes, good questions. Okay, let's take those in order. Those are the big topics of discussion right now that are going to factor in all of this. So the new Fed chair is going to be Kevin Warsh. Up until a few days ago, Senator Tom Tillis, who's on the Senate Banking Committee, said he would not vote to confirm him unless the DOJ drops the investigation into Powell.
Drama.
So, yeah. Political drama, DOJ dropped it, and now everything looks clear for Warsh's confirmation. There's still a few steps in that process, but that's probably going to happen in time for him to be in the seat beginning of June. What we know about Warsh, he's experienced, he's smart, he definitely leans towards rate cutting. He's, despite what some people are concerned about, he's not a political sycophant. He is a good appointee. I think the expectation is right now that he will cut rates if inflation is cool enough to allow him to do it. He believes that the market right now, as it has been, really deserved a rate cut. But the concern now is what happens with inflation. So that's kind of your second question there. So core PCE, which is the Fed's favorite measure of inflation, last month came in at 2.8%. Reminder, the Fed's target's 2%. Core strips out energy prices, but energy prices like oil still permeate into everything because transportation is, needs gas. And the expectation right now is that this core PCE could come in over 3%, which is not what we're looking for. But we'll see. And then oil prices up again a little bit, just over $100 a barrel.
No.
Yeah. Several things on oil prices here looking forward that could be either good news or bad news. Let's start with the bad news. The bad news for oil prices is it's estimated Iran is about 2 weeks from running out of storage space to put the oil it's pumping. And if the pumps get turned off, it's not that easy to just turn them back on.
Mm-hmm.
They, potentially lose efficiency, and there's all kinds of issues. And they say that maybe those fields never get up to full capacity again. On the other hand, something that could end up being very good news for the global oil supply is the UAE, United Arab Emirates, says they are going to leave OPEC. This is a big deal. OPEC operates like a cartel on the global oil markets, constraining supply for political leverage. The UAE is a moderate Arab country in the Middle East, an ally of the United States, and one of the Middle East countries really leading the way to improve and normalize relations with the West. As an oil-producing nation, their leaving OPEC is a really good thing for long-term, big-picture global oil markets. But the issue with Iran and their oil storage capacity is a little bit more of an immediate thing in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So, I think in sum, Kevin Warsh is going to be most likely a good Fed chair. We'll see. The next couple weeks will be big in determining direction of mortgage rates. But based on that crossover technical event, at the moment, it looks likely rates may move, in one direction or the other. And at the moment, we're playing it safe and conservative, locking rates for clients immediately after an offer is accepted, because we're, of the opinion that there's slightly higher chance rates creep up than mm-hmm. down. And as far as refinance goes, anybody who did not take advantage of that February dip in rates, we have those folks patiently kind of on pause waiting for that next dip.
Lots and lots of information this week, Ephraim.
Yes. It's never a dull moment. And as I say, may you live in exciting times. And these are those.
Thanks again for joining me today. And have a great weekend, Ephraim.
Likewise. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, that was your mortgage market educational minute for today. It was more than 1 minute. But as always, pleasure to have Ephraim Schwartz. You can hear this and all community spotlights on TruckeeTahoeRadio.com on demand. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.